Madam Chair, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Frank. Delighted to be here.
It's lovely seeing you. It's so successful now and so well established, the Festival of Flight.
It absolutely is, and so many people just come here just for the occasion and just for the day, and it's very, very highly talked about right across the district and right across Northern Ireland.
Now, tomorrow it's going to be quite amazing, and we'll be describing what exactly will be happening a little later in the programme. But as far as drawing the tourists to somewhere like Newcastle in the summer of 2016, it's a challenge mainly because of the weather.
Mainly because of the weather, but I always have this ethos that there's no such thing as bad weather, just poor clothing. So take appropriate clothing with you, just in case, okay? Because it is Northern Ireland that we live in, and sure, why not just take that brolly with you anyhow? But hopefully we'll have the weather.
Yeah, it's looking good for tomorrow, certainly today. Like, if someone wanted a day out today, could you think of a nicer place to be than Newcastle Promenade on a Friday in August when the sun is doing its best to shine? It's certainly not going to rain today. This is a lovely place, and we're spoiled for choice around the coast here generally, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. We in our own district area, we have 100 miles of coastline. It's just glorious, and it's just somewhere that you want to be and just enjoy yourself. It actually has a feel-good factor. As soon as you get out of the car, you can just smell that sea air, and you just want to be here.
And have you sort of councillors from the Newry area begun to promote this part of County Down more now that it is a super council? You normally you would have been saying, oh, you should be in Warren Point or out at Rostreva or Killoan, but do you feel comfortable with telling people, yeah, go and enjoy St John's Point?
Absolutely. I actually believe that the 41 councillors would actually be of the opinion that we promote the entire district that we have. This weekend in Warren Point, they have the Curragh boat race, and so I'll promote whatever's on and tell people all about it. This obviously is a massive, massive attraction for us, but there's things going on right across the district as well. But this is a massive draw, and there's 100,000 people expected to be here tomorrow.
You mentioned the boats in Warren Point. What sort of boat is it?
They're the Curragh boats. Baker McCann looks after that. It's the 12th International Festival. We have Americans come over, students from colleges, Cambridge, Oxford, Dublin, Trinity, UCD, all come over and they compete, and it starts tonight and runs right through until Sunday evening.
It's just a reminder of the many attractions that happen in our coastal areas in the summertime, and the people who are responsible for drawing in the tourists, I suppose, as I mentioned, have to work particularly hard at it in the summer of 2016. But tomorrow is going to be an amazing extravaganza.
Absolutely.
You missed it last year. Tell me why you missed it last year.
Well, last year, unfortunately, Frank, I had a little accident where I broke my leg in two places and was just confined. So
tripped and fell while doing council business too.
Yes, in the house and carrying the washing at the same time. So I was trying to multitask.
Multitask, breaks a leg,
yes.
And misses out. I remember that, missing out on the big show last time round. So, Gillian, you'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I was here 2 years ago as well. Whenever we joined as the Super Council, it was absolutely amazing. I arrived at 8:30 in the morning and I got home at 9:00 on the Saturday night. So we spent a whole day here as a family, met up with family and friends, and it was just fantastic.
It will be very busy tomorrow. We'll be talking to other organisers indeed about parking and liaising with the stewards and the police and all of that.
Absolutely.
Because if you just weigh in and stick the car the first place you find, you could end up being clamped. Understandably so. There's got to be some system here, and it works year in, year out.
Absolutely. The logistics team, headed by Stephanie Harris, she will have everything in place, everything organised. The council staff have been amazing, along with the other contributors who have been working really hard to make sure this is still the success and continuing success that it has been over the last number of years.
Chair of Council, good meeting you. Councillor Gillian Fitzpatrick. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.